Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. They making noise. Start up.
Episode 270. It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast. Hello, David Brody.
Hello, Scary Jones.
How about it, huh? We're making it. We're closing in 30 episodes away from our big 300th episode where we do nothing but hand out cash.
I feel like we should double what we did for episode 200 and triple what we did for episode 100.
And triple of giving out zero is still zero.
Correct.
Man, correct. I wish I had money to just hand out to all the loyalists, all the slices. Wouldn't that be great?
It like, would be great.
Gift cards
galore.
Well,
you make a lot of money. Let's get that done.
Nah, dude. We need somebody to come in here and not even to sponsor, just to say, look, I'm a third-party company, and I just want to just dispense cash to your listeners or gift cards or some kind of free dessert. Oh, I mean, that would be... Are you okay there, Brody? What's going on?
You know me with free dessert. I'm in, Scary. You count me in.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Listen, it's I know here it is on Wednesday evening, and I know we're recording on time for a change, but
mostly,
yeah. It takes a weekend
village
trip getaway for me to go to Vegas and the Giants playing tonight for me to rush through this to get to the point where we can record now because I got to see the second half of this bloodbath between the Giants and the 49ers tonight.
Well, my favorite is that you canceled yesterday because you forgot you had a friend coming in from Europe.
British Warren. Yeah. No, I knew he was coming in, but he kind of did the old switch the date on me. We were supposed to go to dinner tonight. Oh, today's Thursday already. Jesus Christ. Wow. Yeah. No, that's right. That's why we're recording late. We were supposed to record yesterday, but here it is Thursday we're recording.
Yeah. Well, yesterday, Scary, you called me out of nowhere and you're like, hey man, I got to cancel. I got British, by the way, British Warren. Is there an American Warren?
You know, at this point it's gratuitous. No, I only know one Warren.
Yeah. I think he's just Warren. He's like Butters. He's not British Butters. He's just Butters.
No, but Warren. Yeah, but at least British Warren, you know the guy's a Brit, and so you could picture him talking when I tell a story. It's painting the picture.
Now, how do you know British Warren? I might ask,
dude. This you want to talk about a guy that could bankroll us for episode 300 and dispense cash to the listeners?
Well, all the more reason I need to know more about him.
Well, he's like a hedge fund guy. My buddy Will met him years and years ago when Will was running the trading desk. And Warren was like a tycoon back then. From London, moved to Hoboken. I don't know why you go from Hoboken to London or London to Hoboken.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't think so either. Now he's in Miami, but he's never around. And we used to hang out with him all the time. I'm not going to lie. There were times back in the day where, you know, we'd go out, we'd party at these crazy clubs. And then all of a sudden, Warren would like just randomly get drunk and foot the bill for everybody. We all need a friend like that in our life. I'm like, what? I'm like, I didn't order this friggin' 1942 liquor, this tequila. What is this Ace of Spades? What's going on? They had, you know, the bottles and models parade that they do.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Now, were girls all over him because of the accent?
200%. First of all, he looks like Steve Aoki. And he's got like a Steve Aoki type look to him, even though he's not in the least bit Asian. But he has
like a Fu Manchu mustache and long hair.
Short hair, but he's got these eyes like a Steve Aoki, but he also has a, how do I explain it?
He has eyes like a Steve Aoki. Like how many Steve Aokis are there?
And he's also got like, how do I even paint the picture? Oh, he's like, do you know the most interesting man in the world or universe? Yes. The guy from the Dos Equis commercial?
You're right, exactly, yep.
He might as well be that guy without the mustache. But he's very interesting, you know, and women love his accent. And I'll say this, he likes to posh it up, as he says, around American girls. He did this on purpose. Now, these days, he's happily married, found his, wife. Half his age. God bless him. And he's living in Miami and he's living high on the hog. He's like,
wait a minute, his wife is half his age. Isn't he like 32 years old?
British Warren?
Yeah.
He's 50. He was the one who I went to the birthday party last year in Miami. Remember there was like a Gatsby theme and I dressed in that white suit?
Yes, you had to dress up like,
I had to rent the tuxedo from Men's Warehouse because I didn't have one. That was his party, and he had a very, so anyway, he's got a beautiful wife now, and they live. I love her to death. But when he was single, he used to what he calls posh it up around American women, and I need ladies to know that guys are doing this out there. They know you love a British accent. They know you love a French. Or like an Italian or Spanish accent.
Or Brooklyn, right?
Or Brooklyn, oh yeah.
Girls love the Brooklyn accent.
Dude, I have not met a chick that loves the Brooklyn accent. This is not sexy to anybody.
Whoa. What about Robin?
Oh, well, maybe to Robin because she's from there. But
right.
I don't see us going to other countries and then, like British or French women fawning over us for our Brooklynese. I'm sorry.
Say motherfucker again. say three motherfuckers the way you guys do.
But the opposite works. So when Warren would be in the company of American girls, especially when they're into the ones that are into Brits, like the 007 kind, he would get extra Britty or posh it up for the girls. Mm. So he would talk proper London speak like that.
Why do you sound brain damaged when you do a British accent?
Because I can't. This is my interpretation. But he speaks. he speaks more English sounds more American in English than he does British.
More English than he does British.
No, what? American English British English. Okay, he definitely. He does a British accent, but when he was around women he wanted to impress, he would go full Brit.
Does he call women governor? Hello, governor, can I buy you a drink? Yeah.
So Italian guys do that. French dudes. I knew a guy. He was
not Brooklyn Italian. No, guys. He was real Italian guys.
Yeah, and French. I knew a French guy who would have
French Pierre. What was his name?
Speak. English, American English, but have a French tinge to it, he would also, quote, posh it up and get extra French, get the France like that, you know, to women when he wanted to impress them. And I tell you, it works hook, line, and sinker.
You just sounded like the ew character that Jimmy Fallon does. Oh, Sarah with an H. Oh,
hold on a second. I kind of want to get Warren on the phone.
Okay, can I just talk about poshing it up before you get him on the phone?
Yes.
I would like to thank you, Scary Jones, for never poshing it up with me, your longtime friend. Yesterday on the phone, Scary and I were talking, and he's saying, I don't know if I should go out with Warren and the gang. We were going to do the podcast. And he's like, I said, Scary, go out. We'll figure out a time to do the podcast tomorrow night. Not a problem. We'll work it out. And Scary goes, oh, I got to get dressed. I got to change my shirt. I got to take a leak. So I think that's my cue for Scary to get off the phone, as one does. So he says, I got to take a leak. I said, well, all right, well, go have fun. And then I hear.
Yeah.
Into the toilet. Scary starts peeing while I'm on the phone with him.
What's wrong with that?
That's terrible.
Why?
Terrible. Look, it's one thing if I'd stand next to you at a urinal, then you just splash in the porcelain, but you were going like 4 feet high into the water, and it was going.
I wasn't standing next to you looking at you directly in the eye.
I'm on the phone with you, and you have your dick in your hand and toes in the sand, and you're pissing into your toilet.
I had no time to kill. I was in a rush yesterday.
I feel like you could have hit the mute button. I've gone to the bathroom with you on the phone. I hit the mute button.
Then
I talk, then I mute, then I talk, then I mute.
All right.
Then I flush, and then I unmute.
Dude, if I was going to take a dump, I would absolutely have hit the mute button. 200%. But peeing is fine. Peeing is fine. I draw the line around peeing. Yeah, right after peeing. You know, that's it. You don't need to hear anything else.
What else is after peeing?
Shitting.
Oh, so you draw the line right after peeing. So you'd vomit, right? You'd snort.
No.
What else would you do? Burp? Fart?
Listen, we burp and sneeze all the time. I would probably,
if you're in the middle of a wedding ceremony, you could burp or sneeze.
But you don't
start peeing.
If I needed to take a fart, I probably.
Although it sounds like the wedding you were at last weekend, you could take off your shirt and start peeing.
If I needed to take a fart, I would probably hit the mute button.
Take a fart?
I don't know.
I think you just fart. You take a shit. You take a piss. I don't think you take a fart.
I feel like you do. I feel like you could.
No, I think you just fart. I don't think I'm going to take a fart right now. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, I got to take a fart. I'm going to the other room. Nobody says that.
If you go in the other room and you leave.
You leave a fart.
No, you go to take a fart.
No, you go to leave a fart. You go to leave it, then come back in the room you're in.
You're taking a fart.
No, you don't take a fart.
I'll be right back. I got to take a fart.
Nobody says that. You don't take. You leave a fart.
I do.
You crop dust.
I'm starting to make. I'm trying to see if that trends on TikTok or something.
What? Take a fart?
Yeah.
Like take a penny, leave a penny. Take a fart, leave a fart.
I mean, if you take the other things, then why wouldn't you take a fart?
I just don't think you don't take a burp.
I take a shower.
Yes, but you don't. You don't take a burp. You don't take a sneeze. You don't take a cough.
But
technically, you're not taking a shit.
I'm taking a piss.
You're leaving a shit.
This is getting very gross. By taking. We're going to get censored on this.
Well, I would like, when we come back from break, I would like British Warren on the phone to talk about whether he takes a fart or leaves a fart.
He may posh it up for you. You never know.
Yes. And what do they call it there? Do they fart on the other side of the street in England? I don't even know.
Get him on the phone. Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I don't know. He's going to be...
He may have to dial international when he's in America?
No, he lives in Miami, dude, by way of Hoboken.
By way of Hoboken, then he's not British Warren anymore. He's transplant Warren.
He used to live in London. He's from there. You'll hear his accent come through.
Yeah, but that's like people who used to live in Brooklyn still say, oh, wait a minute. All right, fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? We're still always from Brooklyn. We're always from Brooklyn.
That's very true.
I'm gonna call Warren.
Oh, speaking of our accent and girls not liking our accents or Brooklyn accents not being sexy, there's somebody you need to check out, Scary.
If
you're in New York and you're a Mets fan, you might know who she is. I'm going to shout her out now because I'm a fan. But on SNY, the Mets Network, there's a new host of Sports Night at Night. I don't know if you've seen her, Scary. She's from North Jersey, but she sounds like she's from Brooklyn.
What's her name?
And her name is Nikki Lattarullo. She couldn't be more Italian if she had tomato sauce coming out of her veins when you cut her finger open.
I love it. I gotta watch her now.
She's like, oh, the Mets lost tonight. I'm Nikki Lattarullo. Well, hey, with the highlights in a minute, you fucking idiots.
I love that.
Oh my God, she's tremendous.
She's local. We like that. All right.
She couldn't be more local. So if anyone knows her, tell her I said hi.
Let's see if this works.
We should have her on just so people could hear her. The accent is fantastic.
Yeah.
And she's really good at the job too.
Yeah. We'll see if Warren answers.
But she has a Yankee tattoo, I think. And I'm not a fan of that.
You're not a fan of the Yankee tattoo?
Well, I'm a Mets fan, you know. She's not perfect.
We're both, yeah.
But you'd love her. She's Italian, dark hair, dark skin.
It's awesome.
I mean, you're not single. I'm just saying, in general, she's...
I know where you were coming from. Right. It comes from a good place.
Right. Like if you're...
Hey, Warren! British Warren!
Scary Jones!
Yeah, you are live on the Brooklyn Boys podcast with Scary Jones and David Brody.
Brody and Scary.
Okay.
How are you, sir? How are you, mate?
I'm very well. Very well. How are you?
Did you just mate him?
Yes. My mate. I'm his mate. See, Brody gets upset when I'm my man, some of his black friends. So I'm like, hey, what's going on, my man? You know how I would do that with less? I would be like, my man.
Yeah, I do indeed. I do indeed.
So he knows.
So there's nothing wrong.
Likes to get
you
ethnic.
Are my mate.
My mate. See?
You're my mate.
That's in English.
Yeah. So we got to come to talking about you because that's why we're recording our podcast tonight, because I went out to dinner with you guys yesterday during the time when I was supposed to be recording. But
I have questions.
Indeed. Yeah.
I have questions.
Please go ahead.
First of all, I understand you have Steve Aoki eyes. Is that correct? Which is weird because you don't have Asian shaped eyes. I think he means the color. I don't know what he means. Do you know that Scary thinks you look like Steve Aoki?
They are Asian. I get it a lot. Yeah, I have very Asian looking eyes, bizarrely. So it's a very weird quirk of my, because no one in my family has. So it's very weird.
Yeah. All right. So now
does the milkman have Asian eyes?
The matter at hand.
One of them did.
I told everyone. We're talking about how you know where your roots are from London, then to Hoboken and Miami, and then now you're the world traveler and all. And then
talk about poshing.
Well, let me get to that. So we also talked about that you're happily married and you found your other half. And now, but back in the day. Way back in the day, whenever, you know that we were talking about how American women are into Brits and that sometimes you would entertain them because and kind of play into their love, what they love and like about Brits by, quote, poshing it up when you speak. Can you explain what poshing it up? And it could be a very innocent thing. It's not necessarily meaning you're going in for the kill here. But I say that a lot of people that cross over and come to America from France and Spain and all these, they may speak English.
All the countries Scary can name.
They speak English. And then, but sometimes when they're in company that wants to hear that accent, they quote posh it up. So if you could explain to Brody what that is and how that's worked, or is it a fallacy? Does it not work?
Of course. Well, and it's not just one way, actually, because I would go either way, because I was often confused also with being Australian, because I've been in America for so long. So if I was being particularly English, I would absolutely be a little bit more English. So I, you know, a bit more proper, a little bit, as you call it, posh. We don't like to say posh in England, but a little bit more proper, a little bit more, you know, southern, I guess, you know, London and whatever.
Right.
But then sometimes I'd get confused also with being Australian, in which case I would switch to pretending to be Australian. So it wouldn't just be, I'd either proper it up in the English side, as you call it, poshing up, or I'd go right. Australian.
So give it. So if you could say a sentence the way you normally would, and then give us a version of you, quote, poshing it up, so Brody can understand the difference.
I want to hear the difference.
Okay. So, all right. Hey, how you doing? What's going on tonight? Are you out here with your friends? You guys going to have dinner and stuff?
Now, that's regular, right? That's regular British Warren.
That'll be normal.
Yeah.
That'll be normal.
Now, posh it up for me. Do say the same thing.
Posh up. Hey, hello. How are you guys? What are you? Are you guys out this evening? Are you guys having dinner, or are you? What do you have planned for later on? So I'm just making a little bit very subtle.
I'm not hearing it there either.
I'm not hearing Harry Potter. I'm not hearing.
he'll use British words, and he'll get a little bit more like this, like.
Warren, when Scary does a British accent, for some reason he sounds brain damaged.
It's horrible. It does sound like Harry Potter has had an accident. It's miserable. You know.
When Scary does prank phone calls on our show, on the morning show, and he does accents, you know, Elvis, his boss, always like makes fun of him because he goes from Italian to Indian to he can't keep an accent straight.
Yeah,
but that may be the worst British accent.
I've had the misfortune to hear someday.
As someone who's not British, to me that sounds like the worst British accent ever. As a Brit, that must offend you. That's what it sounds like.
It does, but it offends me to this extent. But also, it does. If you slip into Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, you know there's an argument for saying that's actually you can. But that's not definitely not poshing it up. But I don't.
No,
I don't
that's
mind
cockney,
slipping
though.
In three. Yeah, exactly. But you know, I don't mind that.
You can't understand.
You can go Dick Van Dyke and go a bit American. Cool, blimey, Mary Poppins.
Chipperoo.
You can do that.
Yeah, exactly.
But Scary can't do any of that. Like I can do Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
Warren, where are you right now? By the way, are you at the bar or
are you at the golf club?
Nope.
We just got back from our day of golf, and I'm at Will's apartment before we're heading into Hoboken.
Very nice. All right. Well, we wanted to catch you real quick.
Let's ask him the question. Warren, we have a couple of questions for you.
Of course, please go ahead.
What's the British slang? When America, we say, I'm taking a poop, taking a shit, taking a dump. What do you say?
Well, we don't like to say it because English are very weird about our ablutions. So we often just say going to the bathroom, I would say. If I was talking to my mother, I would say, going to the bathroom, going to the, where's the loo? Maybe number twos. We don't say any of the poops or dumps or
right,
or
but
other
stuff. I know that. British never say that, but they say like they have cute nicknames. Like, I'm going to take a choop choop. Like they always have like a
I've right? not heard that.
But you guys,
number two is as dirty as it gets.
You have always like funny, dopey, like fun. Whereas Americans tend to be crass. We crass it up. The British always have a fun, polite way of saying everything. You know, like I'm going to kick the shit out of that guy. You're like, oh, I'm going to run him up with some buttons and cheers. You know, you always have something.
I even heard. I was listening to that. So I listened to the Chris Evans show on Virgin Radio in the UK in the morning. He does a very big British
Captain
show.
Captain America.
And they were talking about poo versus poop. And it's like English like to say poo, but poop is very different. So poop sounds a bit more crass. English like to call it poo.
I see.
Well, poo and poop are the nicest things an American could refer to shit as. Like, I like that you're crossing the line with you guys.
Yeah.
But then again, we can say fanny and you can't. So
yeah,
we definitely can't. Exactly.
Okay. So in America, we say taking a piss, taking a crap, but you don't take a fart. Scary, a little while ago, said I would take a fart with you on the phone. You guys don't take a fart, right? You leave a fart, or do you like a you leave a poof poof. What do you guys do? You leave a little puff.
I don't think any human has ever said I'd take a fart. I don't think anybody's ever said that who's normal.
Okay, so Warren, as an American living in America, if you had a fart, would you just take a fart, right? You don't take a fart. You just fart,
agreed.
Right? Okay.
Exactly.
Now, as a Brit, if you had to go to another room,
we say pass wind.
Passé.
That's very
so polite.
Yeah, that is very polite.
Yeah.
This is, by the way,
I would say pass wind. I would say pass wind to my mother. Yeah.
How did this podcast take this turn? I don't understand.
When you go back to the motherland, do you accidentally slip in like Americanisms? Do you like go, Mom? I've got to take a shit. Oh, sorry, that's my American accent coming out.
I do bring in Americanisms, which she does not appreciate at all, because she still thinks she hates the fact I've been in America for 25 years. But I do slip them in. Nothing as crass as that, but like the subtle ones.
Yeah.
Now, if you say elevator, will your mom smack you instead of lift?
She will give me a glare. Yeah, for sure.
Listen, I could definitely tell that some of our slices listeners of ours, they're very turned on by just hearing you on the phone like this.
I got more questions, Jimmy. I got one more question.
Okay, because we got to let him go because he's wanted to watch the Giants game. They got to get out of here.
It's the 49ers game. They're going to kill the Giants.
Oh God.
Okay. So I have two questions, Warren. Be honest.
Okay.
Which country drives on the correct side of the road?
Oh boy.
Now I split half my time in Italy, I will have to say, because my two favorite countries, America and Italy, we drive on that side of the road. So I'm very happy that America does drive on the right side of the road now.
Thank you very much. The right side is also the correct side. Thank you very much. Now, settle this one last thing, Warren, and I'll let you go. Scary made a whole big thing out of how, you know, American women like an Italian accent, a French accent, a British accent, Australian accent, you know. Tell us how the women in anywhere in Britain could be any of the many countries in Great Britain, any of the countries there, how the women there would react to a sexy Brooklyn Italian Brooklyn accent.
So I've often talked about this with friends, and the English women, I would say a little bit more, they're less impressed. They do like an Italian accent. I would guess, in my humble opinion. The American accent, it's a certain type of woman, I think, in England would appreciate the American Brooklyn accent.
Really? So let's say I'm at Wimbledon.
No, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, can I get some fucking strawberries and cream honey? Is that going to go over well?
Yeah. No.
Hey,
no,
let me see those crumpets, bitch.
But it might go well in other parts of London. So it's very geographically specific.
All right, then I'm going to need you to map that out for me so my next trip.
But yeah, no, it's true. I don't think that overall as a nation, they're not very impressed with us, but it's okay. All right. Well, Warren, we've wasted enough of your time. We've wasted enough time. How do you politely dismiss us?
Scary, you say it. Warren, I want you to tell Scary what he should say with a British accent, and then let's listen to how awful it is.
To say okay, yeah. I think we've taken up enough of your time. We're going to let you go now.
All right, that means he's got to go. I think we've taken up enough of your time. We're going to have to let you go now. All right,
now he's an effeminate brain damage. Right,
Warren, we'll catch up with you soon. Thank you so much, pal.
Love you, Scary. Take care, man.
Bye.
Nice to speak to you, Dave. Bye, bye.
Likewise.
See, look, he even gave you the. You know, he acknowledged you there at the end too.
He poshed up for me. He was like, "Oh, nice to speak to you, David."
David, nice to meet you. See,
yes, top of the morning to you.
It's
David.
A jolly good time. He's
wonderful. Oh, pshaw.
Yeah, that's British Warren. Now, you mean to tell me if you had that guy in your circle of friends, you wouldn't call him British Warren?
I don't know. I might come up with something more clever. You know, like
what? You know, he is that is what he is. I mean, it describes him to a T. You don't even
I know.
See, you didn't even have to know who he was ahead of time.
To know just he was British.
To know Warren. He was. Yeah, the fact that I called him British Warren, people were already picturing that's the guy that, the guy on the phone, that's exactly what I thought he would sound like. See?
A British guy with Steve Aoki eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Brody and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Is scary. You're proud of your work sometimes, right?
Sometimes. I'm always proud
of it. All the time. Yeah. And if you did something creative, you would want people to know it, right? You would post about it.
Yeah. Yeah. They say that, do something great and then let everybody know you did something great.
Right.
Now, almost like a post promotion of it, because otherwise no one will ever know. I mean, I know.
No, I've done that. We've done that.
But sometimes I keep things to myself. I do at random acts of kindness a lot that I'd never mention.
Yeah. But in terms of like, if you did a phone tap and let's say you were in the Brooklyn Boys the Slices page, fan page, or on the Elvis Duran Morning Show page, or people were, it was somewhere talking about your phone tap this morning on Twitter, you might go, "Hey, glad you liked my phone tap." Right?
Yeah.
Okay. But you wouldn't necessarily jump in 20 years from now and do that, would you? I'll tell you why.
Yeah, no, yeah, I don't understand where you're going with this.
You tell me if this guy, if you'd call this guy out, because I feel like I should call him out. So I was watching a video, and I forget what the video was, but it was maybe a Seinfeld video, and in the video on Instagram, it was it used the. Right, the Seinfeld theme.
Yeah.
So there's a guy on Instagram. I'm sure he's legit. He's a Seinfeld music guy. That's his name on Instagram. Seinfeld music guy.
Yeah.
And allegedly, he wrote that theme.
Yep.
31 years ago, 32 years ago, whatever it was.
1990. Yeah, it had to be 30.
89?
Yeah, longer than that. 34 years ago. 33 years ago. Yeah,
34, 89. Right. So he comments on this video, which is a random video that happens to have that music in it. It's a Seinfeld video. And he says, "I think it's hilarious that folks still know this theme music that I created 30 years ago."
Okay.
First of all, do you think he does that on every video he can find with the Seinfeld theme?
I think he does that. Yes.
Yeah. I feel like he's like digging for compliments. Like he doesn't find it amazing that people like still know the theme. First of all, it's not like the old days. If you made a theme of a TV show in 1940 and in 1970, people were still humming it, you go, "Wow, that's pretty cool." But Seinfeld is still on like Netflix or HBO, Max, whatever it's on now. People still watch it currently. it's not that big of a deal that a pop culture historical piece of television.
No, he clearly wanted to impart his like notoriety on everyone. Yeah. He's like, hey, that's me.
Can't believe people still know this song that I wrote. Third, look at me, everyone. Look at me.
So I saw a TikTok clip recently of a guy who drives Uber, and he was the America Online guy, and he was doing the voice.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He was doing the welcome. You've got mail for some of his riders.
That's his shtick, right? They want to see it. They want to hear it.
Welcome. You've got mail.
Well, I'll tell you what he wouldn't do. He wouldn't go looking for AOL videos online and then chime in going, hey, glad I can't believe people still know you've got mail. That was me, by the way. I recorded that in 1993.
But the thing is, that's his way of
staying relevant?
No, he wants the credit by calling attention to a different comment. He's trying to offshoot it or kind of saying, look, that's the reason for his comment, but yet at the same time he wants the credit for it. Yeah, would it have been any better if he just went on every video and said, "Hey, that's me, by the way. Thanks for liking this song that I wrote 35 years ago." Would that have sat better with you, or would that have seemed more gratuitous?
It's the same thing. He's like, oh, I think it's hilarious. You don't think it's hilarious. You didn't wake up and go, I can't believe people still know that theme. Well, yes, you can believe it. You get a check every time it plays, I'm sure. And it's still one of the biggest shows everywhere. Whether you watch Seinfeld or not, I mean, that theme song is used in commercials. Like, it's right, but like, he's like, I can't believe, unbelievable.
Yeah, well, you know, but everyone wants credit for things that basically they might have been invisible. I mean, if something becomes wildly popular on your watch that you created and you don't have a name or a face or a voice to it that people know, you want the credit. Like, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
The very popular Jessie from TikTok. Jessie is the female voice that you use by default when you want to take text on TikTok.
Yes, I've seen the videos.
And it speaks to you. Well, so the girl that talks like this on TikTok,
right,
she's pretty much the voice of billions of fucking TikToks every day. If I created that voice and that was me, I would absolutely want some notoriety for it. So she took measures to go on TikTok and do videos with her picture. She's a Canadian woman. You could actually Google her.
No, do a Canadian accent, Scary.
Canadian TikTok. No. Google Jessie female voice TikTok Canadian, real person or something like that. You'll see tons of videos with her saying, hi, I'm Jessie. I'm the one you see on TikTok or hear on TikTok.
Right. No, I get it. I just think like out of nowhere to pop onto a video as if that video hasn't been everywhere all the time still. Amazed. Oh, I'm amazed. I can't
believe. He's just looking for a reason to get in on the conversation. That's all. No, he may not mean what he's saying.
If he would have said, like, if people were commenting, oh, I love that song. And he's like, hey, I really appreciate you still love that song. I'm the writer. Thank you so much. I'm glad
you
still like it.
I've seen you do that, David Brody, with some of your parodies.
Yes, I say,
you
hey,
write
thanks.
All I'm- the time. You comment on random pages that have nothing to do with, you know, with us, you know, things that some of your parodies have gone viral around the world.
A lot of them have, yeah.
And you've commented on random YouTube threads and things that say, oh, I'm glad you like my work. It's no different. It's the same shit. You want credit. You do the same thing, David Brody.
Completely different.
Oh.
Completely different.
I've never heard you so silent.
Let's go to commercial.
I've never heard you so silent in your life, David Brody.
Completely different.
How is that completely different?
I'll tell you how it's different.
You want the credit too. Hey, that's me. I wrote that in 2000 for the Yankees and the Mets World Series.
If I wrote something and didn't get credit, I think they should properly credit who did it. Right? It's like when people post a phone tap, and they're like, oh, British, Indian guy and British guy. No, Irish guy and Indian guy. And they're like, oh, it's a great. So I would write them and go, hey, this is an Elvis Duran morning show phone tap. And I was the guy who made the call. You should credit the morning show.
Yeah.
Now I would just credit myself because
right,
we don't play that phone tap anymore.
the same way the Seinfeld music guy is going in on people's videos.
Everybody knows that guy. He's actually,
no, they don't. They obviously don't know him. So he wants to be known by throwing a comment down and being like, hey, remember, I can't believe 30 years people know my music.
Yeah. The Seinfeld music guy. You think maybe he's telling people who he is? Seinfeld
music guy? Of course he is.
Yeah.
He may even be using that to get laid. Who knows?
You think he poshes it up? You think he walks around like his ringtone? I guarantee his ringtone is bam, 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 bam.
Of course it is.
Oh, my phone's ringing. How funny. I wrote that song over 30 years ago.
And you do the same thing, Brody. You do the same exact goddamn thing.
No,
anytime, all right, slices. If you've ever been a part of a text thread anywhere in a group chat, something on that's in public that has to do with David Brody's work,
if they credited the wrong person, I want you to screenshot
David Brody's comment, because I know damn well that Brody somehow did a search for his own music and his own shit, and he commented on it publicly the same way the Seinfeld song guy did.
Nope.
I rest my case.
Back in the day when people used to say Weird Al wrote all my songs, I would occasionally point out that it was not Weird Al.
It's the same thing, though. This Seinfeld guy wants credit. He doesn't want to think that Larry David wrote the music. He wants to be credited front and center.
Okay, but here's the thing. All I know is that Seinfeld music guy wrote the song. I still don't know who he is. I don't have his name. Like, I don't ask for credit as guy in the corner on the Elvis show. I say, hey, you should credit me. You'll credit the morning show. Because we work hard to create content. The morning show should get credit.
It's the same
the
shit.
The right people should get this. I just thought it was like, you know what, if he had just said, hey, you know what, I'm glad that my song still brings joy to people, as the guy who wrote it.
You would have still had a problem with it.
No, it's the way he wrote. I think it's hilarious. Is it really hilarious that people still know the theme music? It's the theme to one of the most popular shows of all time. It was the way he wrote it, like, oh, heavens. I think it's hilarious. I can't believe.
Maybe his commentary could have been better, but the intent was the same.
It was so, look at me, look at me, look at me.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Oh, before the commercial, by the way, David Brody wrote that, Brett Jingle.
Yes, I did.
Going to commercial.
Yes, I did.
He wrote that that jingle. Look at me!
What song is that? Get Your Chuck on a Cat Scale.
Do they even run that commercial anymore?
Yeah, it's still not as often. There's other commercials that I'm listening to that I hate. I have some audio for next week. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
I want to give a shout out to a couple of people real quick. Let's see. Where is this one here? Hold on. I said I didn't give somebody credit last week that I owe credit to. David Q. David_Q_13 is the one that pointed out episode 266, an hour and 20 minutes into the episode. Well, slices, you can all go back and take a listen to that. Scary says, I tried to buy you steak dinner twice. And then he wrote, well, I tried to go to Dubai twice, but I didn't. He owes you a steak dinner. Fuck you, Scary. LMAO. So thank you, David Q. I quoted you last week and I didn't get a chance. There's a guy, I want to give a shout out to him. He does hilarious videos on Instagram. His name is Siavash, S-I-A-V-A-S-H _Ebrahimi.
Okay.
Ebrahimi. I'm assuming he's a Middle Eastern descent of some kind. Anyway, he's brilliant. What he does is he does like commercial videos for products, and he has lighting and special effects, and he drops water on things. And I'm not going to give away what makes him great, but go look him up. But he did a video, Scary. And I guess the theme of the video was when it's just not your day. Right. And then he acted out when it's just not his day, but on the screen, on the reels, he wrote when it's not just your day.
When Which it's just means, not your day. Oh
no. What he wrote when it's not just your day.
When it's not just your day. That means it's everyone's day.
Else's day too. Right. So I was like, it's okay. Eric D'Errico. I wonder if Eric D'Errico is any relation to Donna D'Errico, who was one of the Baywatch girls in the 80s, and I think married to Nikki Sixx or Motley Crue. Yes, all the updated references coming from David Brody today. Yeah. He sent a picture of this, Scary. I need your help. It is a restaurant near him,
mm-hmm.
and he took a picture of the sign on the table. I'm going to hold it up, Scary. Maybe you could see this. You see that there?
A huddle up?
Yep, huddle up.
Around is, I guess, 99 cent game. Wings.
Oh, you know what? So here's the thing. I think it says huddle up around 99 cent wings.
That's what it's. That's
like,
what so I said.
It makes it look like the wings are around 99 cents.
Oh.
But now that I'm seeing it and you just said it out loud, I think that they mean is huddle up around 99 cent wings. Like you huddle up in a circle.
Yes.
Come huddle around the wings.
Come around these 99 cent wings.
Right. But they put an exclamation point after the huddle up, which ends the sentence. So then they wrote around 99 cent wings. So,
yeah, it makes it look like it could be read either way.
Right. I'm like, so how much are the wings? Are they around 99 cents? I couldn't figure that out. Now I figured it out. Also, I sold some stuff.
You're too smart for your own good, Brody.
That's what it is. Yeah,
you
I
look
know.
Into everything. I'm selling, you overlook
I'm selling it. Some.
Well, so, yeah, you looked deep into everything. Yeah.
Eric D'Errico thought I should. And by the way, if your name is D'Errico, do you think his parents they went out of their way to name him Eric D'Errico?
Eric D'Errico. Maybe.
Yeah, like they couldn't name him anything. But Eric is in his last name, and they named him Eric D'Errico. Like, is his sister Erica D'Errico?
Oh. I don't know. That's a great question.
Is her middle name D? Is she like Erica D. D'Errico? Like, I always wonder, like, when, like, there's a guy, there's a newscaster in New York for many years. His name was John Johnson. Or like Philip Phillips on American Idol.
Yeah.
Is that like, oh, you know what would be clever if we named him Philip Phillips?
Philip Phillips. Well, like, they do that on purpose name? At that point.
Yeah, I feel like that wasn't an accident. Anyway, again, you know me, the trials and tribulations of David Brody selling things on Facebook. So I'm selling something.
Oh, God.
I'm selling something for $60. And the title of the title of what I'm selling is It's Available. And then the description of what it is. The first thing you see is It's Available.
I already know the first stupid question.
Yep.
Is this available?
Right.
Is this still available?
Right. So this other person wrote that, and I knew this was a scam. Is this available? I want to pick it up. I want to pick up it. That's what they wrote. I want to pick up it. Please text my cell, area code 720. Well, first of all, area code 720 is nowhere near me. And so the odds are that they live near me, that area code is bullshit. So I tried to reply. Is this really what you do? Look for new posts with a Facebook profile that you just, because I looked at his Facebook profile. Everything was like created within the hour. Like just added the profile, just added the pictures.
Yeah.
I couldn't send it. So that was a scamboni right there. Also, I'm trying to sell something for $95, right? And they're selling for $95.
Yeah.
This person, Remy, wants to know if I'll take 35.
Remy should already know.
No, I'm not taking 35. I'm selling it for 95. You want to offer me 90? Maybe. 35, go fuck yourself. I'm selling something, Scary, for $440.
Yep.
A piece of furniture.
Yeah, somebody offered you 50.
No, 150. And I will pick it up today or tomorrow. Oh, that's nice of you. That's nice of you. It's a $900 item that I'm selling for $440, and you're offering me $150. You, sir, can go fuck thyself.
Can you posh it up a little more?
That's what I did. Thank you for picking up on that. I poshed it up. I could have just said, go fuck yourself. But I was like, go fuck thyself.
No, that's more English speak. I would say you should be like, insert a penis into your own anus.
Into your
anus.
Into your poot hole where you break wind from. Yes, do me a favor, kindly, sir.
Yeah.
If you could please insert your own penis into your own rectal cavity.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
Good
day, sir.
Yeah. I was trying to think of the line, the butler's lines from Arthur, that film.
Yes. So Arthur is Dudley Moore.
Dudley Moore. It's actually a very good 80s movie.
1980, maybe. And Christopher Cross, Sailing Takes Me Away. Arthur's theme. Anyway, so Christopher Cross had a lot of hits.
When you get cut between the moon and New York City.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was, make that your ringtone, everybody. That was the finest radio we can get. Podcasting. Brilliance. So Arthur is like a spoiled child. He's like 60 years old, played by Dudley Moore.
And he's dead. A brat at 60.
He's a brat. He doesn't have to be an adult. He's had a butler since he was born. And so he's like a drunk buffoon and he fucks up his life, but he's worth billions. And so the butler is like, shall I draw you? He goes, draw me a bath, sir. Draw me a bath. He goes, it's what I live for, sir. And then he's washing in the tub. And, the butler says, shall I wash your dick, sir? And he's being sarcastic because he's like, you know, the guy's incompetent. He's like, you know, he can't even like wash his own privates. He's like, shall I wash your dick, sir? It's such a good movie. Such a good movie. If you want a classic old movie, I watched a classic movie last night, Scary, that I know you liked or you would like. Yeah. You remember the Steve Martin movie from 1982, Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid?
I know the name. I've never seen it before.
Very good movie. Oh, Steve Martin right now, you guys know who he is. He's in Only Murders in the Building, which is a great show. But this is a movie from 1982.
Yeah.
And what he does, it's a murder mystery in black and white, Scary. And what he does is he takes movie clips from the 40s, like the legends of movie history from the 40s. And because he's in black and white and they're in black and white, he makes it look like he's in the scene with them. So they use body doubles from the back of their head. He walks in front of them. And so the whole plot of the movie is based on Humphrey Bogart conversations and Betty Davis. It's brilliant. I watched last night. So you're looking for an old funny movie. That was good. Yeah.
I may owe an apology here to
I'll take it.
We had on the morning show today.
Oh.
Comedian Chris DeStefano came in.
Love Chris.
Yeah, great man.
He wants to do our podcast, by the way.
Yes, he does. I spoke to him. He's actually in town for a couple of shows in New York. Going to be at Radio City on Friday night. That's tomorrow. And then Saturday at the theater at Madison Square Garden. There are tickets that are still available for both of those shows.
Oh, did he get his tickets? Because I would love to go.
Well, we could. That's a phone call away. So he called me out for something that I did about a couple of months ago. Remember I told you I went to AC to see Matt Rife, the comedian? Matt Rife?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, our friend Garrett from the morning show has been longtime friends with Chris DeStefano.
Yes, that Allen thing.
So he told Chris, and I'm like, why did you do that? He told Chris that I was going to be in AC. And so Matt Rife was playing the Borgata that night.
Oh.
The same night that Matt Rife was doing his show.
Oh, you didn't go see our friend Chris.
Well, there was a scheduling conflict there. So Garrett
should have gone to see Chris. That's
told him that I was going to be there. And he goes, hey man. And then he texts me if you want tickets. And I'm like, dude, I can't be at two places at once. I'm already coming down specifically for Matt Rife. I said, this is embarrassing. Now.
That's not Rife.
So that happens. And then the next day, remember I went to that Jonathan Peters crazy party. I told you about that pool party I went to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did I talk about it on the podcast? I don't know if I did.
I don't think so.
Well, whatever. I went to some crazy ass throwback party for, you know, this guy who used to spin at Sound Factory back in the day. Anyway, Jonathan Peters, EDM. Anyway, so I was hanging out and I luckily got into his section, a buddy of mine and I, whatever. We got in. Jet Ski Brian. We got into
Brian.
VIP section. We were partying all day that afternoon. We were drunk. Anyway, fast forward to this morning. On the air, on the radio, Chris DeStefano calls me out. And because Elvis is like, you know, you compare yourself. You know, everyone keeps asking about you, and then in the same sentence they talk about guys like Matt Rife. So what gives here? You know,
Why did he mention Matt Rife? Or was Elvis setting you up?
Elvis was reading a text message.
I don't even know who Matt Rife is.
You don't know who Matt Rife is?
No. Will now. I'll go look him up.
You must. He is the biggest thing in comedy right now.
I remember when you said, Brody, you want to go see Matt Rife in Atlantic City? And I said, no, I'm going to see Chris DiStefano. That I remember.
So Chris goes, oh yeah, you know, modern comedians, it's the advent of the comedian and how a lot of them do comedy like Matt Rife, a lot of big crowd work and short clips, whereas some old school people like to tell the long form story, which is not really fit for video online. So there's been this move to do more of the Matt Rife style stuff or the very short, quick clips online, whatever, that then you have to try and translate and figure out in a long form act on stage. Anyway, that being said, in that same breath, he takes me down. He goes, yeah. He goes, then obviously it's good enough for Joe Gatto, who came to see me. But Scary Jones over here went to go see Matt Rife instead. He goes, and then to add insult to injury, Scary was hanging out. I saw him at the Jonathan Peters show the next day in the afternoon, and he's in the VIP section. I see him from afar, and I'm sitting around in the back.
Stefano wasn't in the VIP section?
No, he was not.
Oh, he's the VIP.
He is the VIP. So I'm like, dude, I'm like, why didn't you fucking text me and let me know? I would have got you in there. I would have hooked you up. But apparently...
Oh, you would have hooked up Chris DiStefano.
Of course I would have. I knew the people running that party.
Wouldn't you rather hook up Matt Rife?
Oh, my God. So,
by the way, I wanted Chris on our podcast like 2 months ago because he was promoting his new TV show.
Yeah.
And I texted him and he didn't get back to me because he was doing a show that night.
Well,
he texted me like a week later. And he's like, Brody, I'm so sorry. I would have come on. I was busy. I was warming up for a show.
Anyway, I owe Chris an apology because if you look at the picture I just posted between me and Chris DiStefano on my Instagram, I must have gotten back to Joe Gatto that he was spoken about on the air today. Joe Gatto just writes underneath the comment. He goes, and something about Atlantic City. He wrote, where is it? He wrote, didn't come to the Borgata. Shame. Like, also, like literally like rubbing it in that I went to go see Matt instead of Chris that day. And then Chris writes, let's go to Jonathan Peters next time.
Oh, yeah. Next time.
So anyway, so I owe you an apology, Chris. I'm sorry. I probably should have come to see you. You know, I don't know if people know this, but he got one of the things he did back in the day was do a podcast with Garrett and Worst Assistant Anthony, who's with Carla Marie now. And the three of them used to do Three Guys in a Podcast. They did a few episodes of that. So Chris used to come to the station all the time back in the day. But anyway.
Oh, I just commented on Joe Gatto's comment. So.
Oh, okay. Did you really? Nice.
Yeah. Anyway. By the way, in my Facebook page, I got that like, you know, memories thing.
Yeah.
And yesterday I think was, 9 years maybe since you and I played celebrity softball with the Jokers, the whole Impractical Jokers group at the Brooklyn Cyclones game at the stadium where the Brooklyn Cyclones play.
Yeah.
We played we know the Jokers since forever.
Yeah. And forever, Chris does a podcast with Sal Vulcano as well.
Have you ever seen
the two of them do a podcast together?
Yes. Have you ever seen the clip of Sal from the Jokers saying something about putting something in Tupperware, but he calls it Tupperware with two B's? And Chris stops him and goes, whoa, dude, what'd you just say? He goes, what? I put my leftovers in Tupperware. He goes, did you just say Tupperware? He goes, what are you, a 2-year-old? He's like, what? Tupperware. He goes, it's not Tupperware, it's Tupperware. And Sal's like, what? I've been saying Tupperware my whole life. He goes, then you're an idiot your whole life. Oh, it's the greatest. It's so good. I forget what it's some kind of poker related title. I forget what the podcast is called. Don't tweet us. Go look it up. You can Google it. But it's hilarious. It's like the PBR podcast, maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
I think that's like that, PBR podcast. I think, but very funny.
Right.
You know, I mean, listen to our podcast first, but then go listen to theirs.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's very funny. Brooklyn Boys Podcast
with Scary and Brody. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We're running early today there, Brody. What's going on with that?
I need your opinion on something that happened to me today. So I went out with my cousin the afternoon. We went to a Tex-Mex chain restaurant. Doesn't matter the name of it, but we went to one that's in a mall. And I may have mentioned it a year ago when I called for directions and the girl was like, oh, I don't know. I go in the mall and make a left. And I'm like, okay, but the mall has 8 entrances. I don't know which one you go in. I don't know. I just park my car and I go in. And so she couldn't tell me like where they were located in the mall. That's the place. If I mentioned the last time, you know what it is. Anyway, we went for lunch today and I had gift cards. Now, if you remember, Scary, you won't remember, but this place was kind enough a couple of years ago to come up to the morning show and give everyone gift cards on the morning show. And a few of the guys on the morning show, ladies and gentlemen on the morning show, don't often go to this part of New Jersey where this restaurant's located. Okay. So a couple of you were kind enough, not you, but a couple of you guys on the show were kind enough to give me the extra cards. So I went today with my 3 or 4 cards to this really, really good Tex-Mex restaurant. And I ordered food. And I think the bill came out to $58 maybe.
Okay.
Now I had a couple of cards. I didn't know how much was still on the cards. I couldn't remember if they were $50 cards, $25 cards. I couldn't remember. So I give the guy a few cards and I say, hey, pay with it with the cards and let me know if there's a balance, if I owe you any money. I go, here's my credit card if I owe you any money. I don't know what's on the cards. So he comes back and he says, now, a couple things. I had ordered my my 3 enchiladas and I said, can I get some cotija cheese on the side? Cotija, C-O-T-I-J-A.
It's not cojita? C-O-J-I-T-A? Cojita? I think it's cojita.
I think you may be right. Hold on.
Thank you, Billy Joel. I am.
Yeah, it's cojita. Sorry, yeah. It's in my fridge, too. Yes, it's C-O-T-I-J-A.
No, fuck me running.
Yeah,
it's I'm cotija.
Yeah, you okay. are. And I like it, so I know it's cotija. Anyway, so I said, can I get a little cotija on the side? Absolutely, absolutely. Well, he brings the food, my Diet Coke, no ice, no problem. And he didn't bring the cheese. I forgot about it. So when the bill came, he says, I'll take your credit cards. I said, oh, by the way, I didn't get the cotija cheese you're going to bring me on the side, whatever. So he says, no problem. So he goes and comes back and he says, first of all, he brings me my check. After he takes the cards, he comes back, he goes, sir, here's a nice big portion of cotija cheese for you to bring home, like a big side order thing.
Oh, how nice of him.
Yes, as the check comes and my food's done, and he gives me a big bag of chips to take home. And he says, you have $6 in change on this card, and there's no balance on the bill. And I said, that's great. I said, well, here's the problem. I want to give him a nice tip. I don't have any cash on me.
Oh.
And I'm treating my cousin to lunch with my gift cards.
And you can't tip on the card.
Right, because he didn't ring anything up. So a lot of restaurants, what they'll do is they'll ring you up for a penny.
Yeah.
And then this way you can add a tip to it. So I said to him, hey, can you do me a favor? Take back my card. If you have to go ask a manager, whatever, ring me up for a penny. And this way I'd like to give you a nice gratuity, but I don't have any cash. He says, oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know how to do that, but let me go take care of that for you. I go, well, ask your manager, ring me up for a penny, whatever you got to do. I'd like to give you a nice tip. Oh, okay, great.
A lot of places will ring you up for the lowest amount, like a soda, a small soda or a coffee, because it's a ringable amount. I don't know if a penny is exactly a ringable amount.
Huh. A lot of podcast hosts would shut the fuck up while I'm telling the story and don't ruin the ending.
Oh, give me a break. Okay, continue.
Edit that out. Okay. So he comes back and
it's staying. I'm sorry. I fucked your story up. Go fuck yourself. You fuck up all my fucking punchlines.
Your punchlines suck. Anyway, he comes back all excited, like he's practically skipping. And he goes, here you go, sir. I couldn't ring you up for a penny, but I rang you up for a dollar. And what?
Yeah.
He goes, I rang you up for a dollar. So I look at it. It's a dollar plus tax.
Of course.
So it's $1.06. So I said,
you got a problem? You got a problem with this?
So I said, wait a minute. You charged me $1.06 that goes to the restaurant so that I can now tip you and I'm out the $1.06? He goes, what? I go, you don't want me to take the $1.06 out of your tip, so what do I do? I go, shouldn't you have asked me? I said, ring me up for a penny because some places will ring you up for a penny.
Oh, boy.
Like you do miscellaneous. He goes, no, I rang it for a dollar. I go, yeah, you're going to need to void that. So he voided it.
And then what? How did he get his tip?
My cousin had money in her car. She went to the car and she gave him a nice tip.
Oh, quibbled over a fucking $1.06?
$1.06, bitch. Slices. Slices.
Ugh.
Use the talkback feature on your iHeartRadio app. What would you have done? Would you have paid $1.06 for the right to give him a tip and just throw away a dollar?
Well, no. We'll buy a soda. What cost $1.06? A small Coke? A small Diet Pepsi with no ice?
What am I going to do? We were leaving. What am I going to buy a soda to go? I don't need a soda to go.
Dude, you very regularly take fucking sodas out of refrigerators to go when they don't even belong to you, grape soda.
Grape soda. They owed me the grape soda. They were fine with it. I said,
listen, a lot of times it's a pre-calculated thing. I've seen this before. I've been a victim of it. Yeah. I said the same thing. You ring me up for a penny. And they say, I can't ring you up for a penny because it's not in the system that way. It looks like we're doing something weird. So I can ring you up for the smallest amount. I'm like, okay, I'll take a small coffee, 69 cents, whatever the fuck it is. But give me the coffee or give me the soda. Give me a bottle of water. A bottle of water, Brody. You can use a bottle of water later.
It's a theme restaurant.
You can order a bottle of water, Brody.
They don't have bottles of water.
Get the fuck out of here, they do.
What am I getting? Pellegrino at Red Robin? They don't have that.
They have a Poland Spring, some random plastic bottle of water.
TGI Fridays, none of those places. They give you water from the sink.
What was it that cost $1.06?
I don't know. It just said miscellaneous $1. It didn't say what it was.
You should have let the guy charge you what he was allowed to charge you,
and then give him a dollar less in tip.
Hold on,
before you say it, Slices, I'm not paying a dollar for the cotija cheese because he promised to give me that earlier for free anyway. My point is, he should have come to me and said, hey, Mr. Brody, looking at my card, you know. Is it okay if I ring you up for a dollar? Then I would have said, you know what? Why don't you give me a taco to go? I would have paid $6, $8, $10, whatever. But a miscellaneous dollar, I'm getting nothing. I got to get something.
You want a tip? Right. So whatever cost that dollar, whatever it was,
He ran me up miscellaneous.
A small soda, whatever that was.
No, the soda was like $3.25. They don't give you a dollar soda in theme restaurants. It's like going to a baseball game. They rip you off on that shit. That's how they make their profit.
Maybe you could bring home a side of milk, whatever it was.
There's not a side of milk. What? McDonald's? What are you talking about?
Whatever it was, I would take the merch, whatever was given to me, and then suck it up. It's
a
dollar.
There was no merch. It was a dollar for nothing. You're Mr. Bougie. Bougie bastard.
I'm not bougie. I'm just not nitpicky like you. You're crazy.
That's not nitpicky. That's a dollar out the window. I could buy a Hershey bar Target.
But your intention was to tip the guy, and if it cost you a dollar to tip him on a credit card.
Why should the restaurant get an extra dollar? A dollar and a six. Look, the government deserves my 6 cents. That's fine. Build a road. But as far as the dollar goes, why should the restaurant get an extra dollar from me? Look, if the dollar went to him, I'd be fine with it. But why should the big corporation get a dollar? And yes, I know I didn't pay for my lunch. I know. Before you're like, bro,
I was about to say, you're already playing with house money. From the beginning. Yeah. From the very beginning, you played with house money. You didn't pay a penny toward the damn thing.
Don't you understand, Scary? I ate $58 worth of food for free. My cousin ate for free. But that dollar would have stuck with me for a year.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Think. Listen to what you just said. You just got $58 of food for free. You didn't pay a penny. And by the way, those gift cards were given to you.
You didn't earn those.
You didn't earn those.
I earned them by being the only one who was willing to drive there. You all lazy bastards who live in the city.
How did you acquire them? It wasn't a loyalty program where you spent a certain amount of money in food.
Yes,
you were handed those gift cards.
Everyone in the morning show was loyal to me and gave me the cards.
Yeah, you were playing with house money. It was the icing on the cake. It didn't matter at that point.
Listen, if I'm losing a dollar, I lost a dollar. Because now I've only gotten $57 for free. I wanted my 58. That dollar can go towards a grape soda at the Chinese restaurant someday.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How does your family put up with you?
They don't.
Is that why you're always alone with the dogs all the time? They just go out without me.
You know what? We're going out. I go, where? We're going to see Barbie again for the seventh time. Gotta go.
anything but to stay in this fucking house with you. I gotta get out of here.
My family's like, they want me put on a waiting list for the Olivia Rodrigo concert. I go, oh, do I get to go? They're like, nope. I'm like, what? You want me to put my name in for tickets? If I get tickets, I'd like to go. They're like, you're not coming.
You're something else, David Brody.
Aren't I, though?
Yeah. Hey, you know, by the way, I'm going to get a lot of shit for this because I know it's wildly popular, but...
Sex?
I don't understand...
English?
The excitement about UFC. There, I said it.
Oh, heavily tattooed guys with no teeth punching each other in the face and kicking each other?
For me, and this is just me... It's extremely barbaric. The blood and the guts, everything's out there in the ring. It's very much, it's a medieval, it's almost like we're a return to medieval times where they're in a cage or whatever.
That's horseback riding and jousting. That's something else.
And there are people are screaming, rah! And the adrenaline's going and the testosterone is pumped up. I mean, boxing, maybe boxing because they're with their padded gloves. And that's okay. I'm okay with boxing, but UFC, I can't sit through these matches. And I know it's one of the most popular sports in America right now. You know, I don't think people should be showing it at a restaurant. I think I spoke about this last time, how Robin and I went to a Brooklyn restaurant, an Italian, restaurant.
Okay. There was your first mistake, thinking that you're going to have some classy TV show on at a Brooklyn Italian restaurant.
I didn't even
restaurant.
Want a screen on. We're watching. Oh, yeah. I told you about that. I think I spoke about it on the podcast. Yeah, where we're having dinner, and all of a sudden, you know, the red sauce comes, the meatball covered in sauce. And the next thing I'm looking up, and some guy's getting
some other meatball covered in sauce.
Some other meatball on the screen is covered in fucking sauce. And I'm like, oh, am I eating blood right now? I'm seeing blood on the screen. This is disgusting. Turn this off. Well, I spoke to a couple security guards.
And then they beat the fuck out of you.
No, recently, they told me that their bars have stopped showing the UFC fight, as profitable as it is, because they claim that anytime there's a fight night, a big one, and they pack the house with people, that as soon as the UFC fight is over, there's always a fucking fight or several in the bar after that.
Well, why don't they put porn on then and see if the same thing happens?
That would be amazing. But
right, an orgy breaks out every night.
I mean, I guess you could equate it to bringing a football to Thanksgiving dinner because you know that you're watching the pigskin, you're watching those games, and people are out in the street and they're tossing the football back and forth because you're in the mood. Is that what happens? You get in the mood to fucking clock someone in the head because
I think you're watching violence and it's like, okay, again, it's like when you watch porn, you get aroused, right? You get in the mood for what you're watching. If you watch a cooking show, you get hungry, right?
Yes, I do.
If I watch a detective murder mystery, I start looking for clues. That's just the way it is, like dead bodies. So, I don't think you can watch UFC and be like, oh, look at that. He kicked his teeth out. It's like, yeah, fuck him up. I think that's the way.
And then you get into a fight at the bar. So it's a liability.
I'm harmless and cowardice.
No, not you. Wrapped in one. But there are always a few in the crowd that are going to.
Yes.
So yes, fights, but they told me that an insane amount of fights breaking out. In fact, they, you know, on a night of a UFC fight in Hoboken, you always hear ambulances, you always hear police cars and see sirens and hear sirens and see cars, the flashing lights, because they have to kick people out. Any bar that's shown the UFC fight always has an issue.
Okay.
Slices, why would you invite that to your business?
Hold on. Slices, I need you to help me out here again with leaving us a talk back. I could see like a tough big guy, you know, or big, you know, tough woman, like, yeah, let's go watch some people. If you are a nerd, like I love nerds. I'm a nerd. If you're like, honey, let's go to the bar and watch some UFC and people kicking each other. If you're like some scrawny guy with glasses and you're like, I want to go watch some people, please let us know. Because I don't think that I could be wrong. I don't think the non-violent, non-athletic person is into that. I think people who are like, you know, I picture like big construction workers, military guys, like, you know, real men. I'm not a real man. I'm like, you know, I male parts, but other than that, you know, I like sports, but I'm not like, oh yeah, I'm a guy. Yeah, I'm not. That's a bad thing for me.
Well, you're a simp.
No, I'm not a simp. A simp means that's not what a simp means. A simp means like I have a crush on Taylor Swift. I simp for her. You don't even know what the word simp means. You are dumb AF.
No. Google simp. It means more than that. Go ahead.
You mean a gimp? I wear put a ball gag in my mouth.
Simp. Continue.
I sometimes walk with a limp. I'm not like a big man, right? I'm not like a biker guy. I'm like,
and we're not type A.
No, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I don't think either one of us is.
No, neither. We're far from it. So I don't like watching other alpha men beat other alpha men up because I don't like the fighting. I don't want to be in a fight. I don't want to like watch a fight. If I see a fight, I don't like run towards it. I run out. If I'm at a sporting event and there's a fight, I don't like stand on my chair to watch it. I'm like, ugh, I don't want to watch that. I don't want to watch the game. I don't like looking at car accidents on the side of the road.
I'm like,
I don't want to be in a car accident.
I'm like you in that regard.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not who we are. So for us, UFC is not our thing. But if it was mud wrestling, you know, a couple of attractive women, I might watch that.
Oh, you're alone on that island too.
Well, maybe mud wrestling. Maybe how about Jello wrestling? I don't know. What I'm saying is I'm not opposed to boxing matches because I like the heavyweights because there's like, there's a lot of calculation in each punch and there's a lot of strategy and there's a lot of like waiting and looking for an opening.
Right.
I like that part, the chess game in a heavyweight boxing match. You know, but as far as UFC, I know it's an art form. I know you have to be very skilled and athletic and know when to make your move and when to kick someone's teeth out and when to gouge his eyes out or women, same thing. It's just not for me because I couldn't do it. I don't want to be part of it. And I'm not into that kind of violence. And I certainly don't want to watch it when I'm eating dinner. But I totally understand why some people would love it. I do.
Yeah. All right.
It's just not us.
I rest my case. I got to go pack for Vegas.
We're wimpy. Are you going to pee on the podcast while you're on the... is that peeing?
Let me just take the microphone with me and take you all to the bathroom
me. Bring the mic into the bathroom. Take a piss.
I'm very comfortable. I'm very comfortable around all of you. So right.
You're not the kind of guy that would punch another guy, but you're the kind of guy that would piss while you're on the phone.
Why not? I've got no problem. I got nothing to hide there. So...
Not a lot.
I got to go to Vegas. It's the iHeartRadio Music Festival weekend.
We go ahead and play some talkbacks, though, right? A couple.
This is the last segment, and we didn't really get too many of them. We're going to accrue them for next week.
Remember, okay, we'll
We didn't release our podcast till like fucking Saturday afternoon. Thank you, Brody. It was your fault.
It was not my fault, but I got to wait for my British friend for Butters to come in and take me to dinner with the Steve Aoki eyes.
But
Scary.
Yeah, bro.
Damn you.
What?
Okay, two things before we leave. Number one.
I have a shout out before we leave too. Yeah.
I have a shout out. Two things before we leave. I am going to see, and I'll give you my review next week. Tomorrow night, a Friday night. We're posting this on what tonight's Thursday?
Thursday.
Hopefully we'll post it on Friday night. But I'm going to see The Shark Is Broken, which is a Broadway show, about the shark malfunctioning in the all time classic movie Jaws. Yeah. And it's written and acted out by one of the sons of one of the guys from Jaws who played Quint, Robert Shaw. His son directed it. Alex Brightman is in it, who's one of the greatest Broadway show actors.
He played Beetlejuice on Broadway.
He did. He was in School of Rock, and we got to meet him on the stage of Beetlejuice.
Yep.
At the Winter Garden Theater. Anyway, I'm going tomorrow night. I'll tell you who I go with when I confirm. But I'm very excited because especially since Brody's the main character, and as a kid, everyone was like, "Oh, hey, look at Sheriff Brody." So I'm a big fan of the movie. I'm going to see it tomorrow night. I'm excited.
Good.
Lastly, I wrote a song parody that I asked Scary to get produced for me because I don't work for the company anymore officially, except for the podcast.
Yeah.
And I said, Scary, get this produced. It was about Scary's family having a plot, his father buying graves for everyone in the family right now, already done.
Yeah.
So the next day I wrote a parody, which is like four episodes ago. And I got it produced finally because Scary forgot and he went on his cruise.
Do you want to leave everybody with that song?
No, I do not.
We want to play it next week. No, I do
not. We'll play it next week. But remember what the conversation was. I'll reset it. But I want you to know I wrote it in a timely manner. And Scary fucked you guys. Yep. He doesn't love you like
and
I do.
And Brody is getting the credit here. That was me. I wrote that.
Let's go. Yeah, of course. Because it's our podcast. I can say that. I'm not calling other podcasts up and letting people know I wrote it.
It's me. However, my work right there. David Brody, ladies and gentlemen.
If Sal Vulcano and Chris DiStefano play my song on the PBR podcast, I will call into that show and remind them it's mine and they stole it. But they wouldn't do that. They're very creative. They don't need to steal from me.
Hey, and finally, one of our biggest slices has gone off to college and we want to say congratulations and lots of luck, Spencer Neal. That is the son of Danielle Monero. Spencer went off to college a couple of weeks ago.
Hell of a soccer
player.
He's
playing soccer professionally. I think he's going places, that kid.
He's going to London.
He's in Leeds.
He's in Leeds, yes, which is a good name for a team name if they're always in the lead to get the Leeds. But here's the thing. Did you see Danielle posted his mom? He had a photo shoot for the school, for the team. Like, he's a celebrity now.
Yes.
They're doing photo shoots.
Spencer, we're really proud of you, man. You're a rock star. Yeah, you're going to crush it.
Or so. Spenny, as your mom calls
Spenny.
You, but I don't.
Thanks for always being there with us. All right.
He packed his Brooklyn Boys hat, which he bought. Where did he buy the Brooklyn Boys hat, Scary?
In the merch store, with the Brooklyn Boys merch store at brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
Let me explain what Scary just meant. He meant brooklynboys.bigcartel.com for all of your Brooklyn Boys merchandise.
We got a lot of stuff there. Check it out if you've never been to the merch store. You might find something.
And go back if you have.
Yeah. Repeat customers. And we got a deal coming soon, right, Maddie? Maddie merch? We got a
deal? No. Go now. They can't wait for the deal. We don't have a deal yet.
We don't have a deal.
Go now and just get your shirts.
Pay full price.
And sweatshirts.
Give us the $1.06.
We're sold out on Brooklyn Boys yarmulkes, by the way. Sold out.
Yeah, and masks.
Limited time only.
The boys from.
No, we still have the masks.
No, we don't.
They might be needed
I'm a COVID
again.
Denier. Bye.
You're an idiot.
Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn!
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.